Module 2. Learn to read. Passage A. Shock tactics of charity advertising. Shocking images have long been used by charities to grab people's attention. Whether it's a young girl drinking cooking oil or a baby with a worm in its mouth, visually powerful images can be an effective way of raising awareness of important issues. The public have given the thumbs up to shock tactics in charity advertising. As a new poll shows, 4 out of 5 people support controversial content in aid of charitable aims. The controversial advertisement featuring a girl sewing up her mouth, which was driven online after being banned for television, received rather more support, with 53% of respondents saying it should be aired freely. The ASA tends to give charities more chance to use shocking images than commercial companies because of the good ends they are trying to achieve. But ads by charities and voluntary organizations still need to comply with the rules in the advertising codes, and the ASA will uphold complaints if it considers those rules have been breached or if advertisers have tried to shock just for the sake of it. Whether on TV or in print, ads should contain nothing that is likely to cause serious or widespread offense. Ads by charities also need to comply with the other general rules in the advertising codes, such as not misleading consumers, not encouraging irresponsible behavior, not denigrating others, or portraying people in an adverse way, and matters of opinion. They may give a view about any matter, providing it is clear they are expressing their own opinion rather than stating a fact. A controversial campaign can prompt high numbers of complaints and so generate press interest and thus raise a charity's profile. But is it worth it? The ASA would never allow such an approach. It argues that a poor campaign can erode consumer trust in charity advertising and advertising as a whole, and that it can be expensive if complaints are upheld because the campaign will have to be removed or amended, among others. It may risk alienating those who support the charity seeks, the public. So, what is acceptable? Where the subject itself has the potential to be distressing or cause offense, rather than the marketing communication, consumers tend to be more likely to accept that a shocking approach can be justified. As with all marketing, acceptability under the advertising codes will be assessed according to the overall impact when taken as a whole and in context. One of the crucial factors the ASA takes into account is the audience that is likely to see the ad. Outdoor ads can be seen by anyone of any age. Advertisers should take particular care when targeting their messages that children are not exposed to anything that might be harmful or upsetting.